This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to another episode of Corporate Buzz and I'm your host Kirtana Tiwari. I'm back with Prince Thomas, our Corporate Bureau Chief from Money Control. Hi, Prince.
Hi, Kirtana.
Prince, guess what? Today is Friday the 13th
and right.
Definitely the situation is really grim and scary. Can we first talk about coronavirus, because that's what is on everyone's mind?
Yeah, mine and literally in the air too. And just now, just before coming in for this, we got to also know that IPL has been shifted.
Right.
And which is probably one of the biggest sporting events every year that we have in India.
Definitely.
And thousands of crores is dependent on it. And that's a huge business, not just for the broadcasters and online OTT players, but also for the whole ecosystem, because you have so many players also flying from one city to the other.
Right.
So for the aviation industry also, that's a business. And then the whole ecosystem, like I mentioned. And IPL is just one event. You know,
yeah.
There are many scores of events that's been cancelled. Companies have you know, come to the forefront taking steps to prevent the spread, because especially in some of the tech companies, we've seen that a couple of their employees or maybe a few more have tested positive.
Right.
So many in Hyderabad, in Bangalore, they have fumigated their premises. They're asking their employees to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this has an impact on productivity, has an impact on the GDP. When the virus was in China or limited to China, that itself had an impact in India, because many of our raw materials comes from China. And now it is in India and we are beginning to see the impact. As always, the immediate impact has been on the aviation industry.
Right.
Flights being cancelled, some of the aircraft being grounded. Mm-hmm. Fares have plummeted because people are cancelling or rescheduling their tickets.
Yeah.
This is all about sentiment, right? We saw how the markets reacted.
Yeah.
And the whole sentiment then also influences the purchasing decisions that we take.
Right.
Be it to do with buying a vehicle or going to buy our next television,
mm-hmm.
Everything gets affected.
Yes,
because you would have a doubt that, you know, this is going to have an economic impact. Eventually, it could have impact on your salaries or your hikes that you
mm-hmm.
have. So better save now than spend. So this has a kind of a domino effect over the whole economy. And that is surely a pain point right now, both for the government, for the companies, India Inc., and you and me, everyone.
Right. Prince, can we talk about the sectors that mm-hmm. would be more affected?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, based on what you've said right now, I can kind of understand that tech and IT would be a little bit safer because they can work from home and mm-hmm. their productivity may not be that affected.
That's right. Worker employees can go to home and work.
Yeah.
But that is just one side of the story. At the same time, for them, they go to the client's site and do project work. That
right.
is off, which means that project completion will be delayed. New orders coming in will be delayed. The hiring also will be impacted.
Right.
So employees may be able to go to work and, you know, go home and work. But then there is an impact on it. And Money Control did a story about how the IT earnings for this year, which
mm-hmm.
was expected to be better than last year, may now be muted for the
okay.
whole year. Likewise, we already said that, you know, the auto sector may be looking at a production impact of at least 9 to 10%. We know for sure that, you know, FMCG goods may be impacted. People moving out, the hospitality industry, and not just the restaurants and the eateries, but also the hotels. Their occupancy is going to be impacted.
Right.
So one after the other, the impact is going to be there for nearly every sector that we can talk about. And the timing is so unfortunate here, because it looked like we were bouncing back from the rut that
right.
we had of 2019.
Yeah.
And here this is a serious setback that we are having.
Yes, definitely. And I'm sure even next week we'll be talking about this, and every week we'll be talking about this in the future. So
surely, because as you see, even today we have seen fresh cases coming in. And just
right.
now, unfortunately, we had the first fatal case in India. We are hoping that the cases get limited. But if you see what's happened overseas, not just China, but in South Korea, Italy, there is an initial period where the cases, you know, increase before they are limited, and then they start, you know, reducing. So hopefully for India, that stage comes as soon as possible.
Right, Prince. Let's talk about Yes Bank now, because that was the biggest news of the last week.
That's right.
Right now, Yes Bank is on the road to a rescue. And Can you talk about the players who are planning to join the rescue mission?
Mm-hmm.
Because not only am I hearing bank names, mm-hmm. we are also hearing individual investor names.
That's
like
right.
Rakesh Jhunjhunwala.
That's right. So surely the main protagonist here is State Bank of India. As you see, even the administrator that was appointed by RBI is an SBI person. So SBI is leading it. On March 12th, it announced that it is putting about a little over 7,000 crore for
yeah.
stake, which could be around 49%. But the overall investment that we hear is going to be about 20 to 30,000 crore. And this will come from other private lenders. So we have names like Kotak Mahindra being talked about.
Right.
And then, as you said, private individuals like Rakesh Jhunjhunwala. Probably there could be few family houses run by, you know, billionaire entrepreneurs
okay.
who could be interested in taking a stake here. So the integral part is that, one, from Yes Bank's point of view, it needed urgent money, and that is coming. From a customer point of view, the restriction that was there on withdrawal of money or and other online transaction, that may ease much sooner than what it was expected.
Right.
So already you see that some of the online transaction has been facilitated again. And we are hoping that even the limit on withdrawals will be taken off. The thing to look out now for would be to the next round of announcements from SBI. There would be a question mark if LIC is going to join the consortium or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because initially when the news came in about SBI, LIC was also talked about.
Right.
But we haven't seen anything coming from LIC. But that could happen the next
okay.
week. And as we speak, we know that over the weekend, Yes Bank is going to announce its results.
Okay.
And the top management, not probably the top management, but the administrator for sure is going to address the media and the rest of the investors.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be looking out for what the communication is from the company on over the weekend.
Right.
And that will surely set the tone for next week.
Okay. Let's see what happens there.
Surely.
Speaking of other companies that need to be rescued, one of them is Jet Airways.
That's right.
The deadline for submission of bids ended on Tuesday, am I right?
That's right.
So the Committee of Creditors are now planning to ask for an extension, is
mm-hmm,
it?
Mm-hmm. It is, that's right. And that's basically because though they got interested parties, none of them really submitted a resolution proposal.
Okay.
So we started with a South American group called Synergy. Then we had a fund from Russia. We had a couple of domestic names that had come up.
Right.
But none of them has submitted a proposal. So what the COC is hoping that through an extension, possibly they could get someone to submit a proposal. Because they don't want to take the airline into liquidation. Because given the circumstances
right.
in the industry and globally, there won't be really much of a value that the banks would get out of mm-hmm. what is there. And they have an exposure of almost 10,000 crore on Jet Airways. So for them, that's a big deal. And they would be hoping to stretch the time limit. And there is a window in the law books where, you know, you could get a window of, say, 30 to 60 days more.
Right.
But it's up to the NCLT, and let's see what NCLT says.
Prince, let's talk about the other airline that's in the news,
sure.
Air India. The government has extended deadline for bids from March 17th to April 30th.
That's right.
But why exactly is that there hasn't been anyone who has come up for these bids?
So from what we learned from the government, there has been interest.
Right.
You know, and there has also been, there's been a lot of talk in the industry also. Entities like the Tata Group is seriously considering the proposal.
Yeah.
The Adani Group, the Money Control wrote about these, what Adani's group interest in,
right.
in Air India. And then there's talk of IndiGo being interested and possibly SpiceJet. Now, the reason for the government to extend the submission deadline is not clear, but one could guess that the environment right now, because just, you know, 10 minutes before we talked about how aviation industry is going through a tough time.
Right.
And globally, if you see, there are companies who have already gone bust because of the coronavirus impact.
Yeah.
And that has actually mellowed down a lot of the excitement that was around Air India. And we should remember that this time the conditions are much more favorable for an investor. But the problem is, given the situation, the domestic aviation market, and internationally too, because you remember that Air India has huge international presence.
Right.
It has slots in very important destinations like London, Paris, and New York. And all these routes have been affected because of coronavirus.
Okay.
And one really doesn't know by when the situation will normalize. For any suitor to put in a bid right now for Air India, it's playing with uncertainty because person wouldn't be clear about what kind of valuation to put for Air India. Because once you put something, you're looking also at the cash flow that will be generated to finance the debt that Air India has. And we are talking about 23,000 crore or possibly more than that. That's why it's a good thing that the government has given more time for the suitors. But I would personally think that government should actually give a pause on the whole disinvestment right now. Possibly call it off now and resume it a while later when things normalize. I think not only would the more suitors come in and more interested players, right. I think the valuation also that Air India would get would be better once the turbulence that we are going through gets over.
But we do have to wait a long time before the turbulence ends, right?
If you see how things are beginning to normalize in China, and that was it's taken about 2 months. And I would say that in other countries, they are better prepared.
Right.
I think if we give maybe a month or two, things should be much better than what it is today.
Yeah, I really hope so, Prince.
Sure.
Thank you so much for all these details.
You're welcome, Kitna.
With that, we wrap this episode of Corporate Buzz. If you have any questions or feedback for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.